BBC World Service. Play of the Week. Elizabeth Spriggs as Hester Collier in The Deep Blue Sea by Terence Rattigan. Adapted for radio by Manning Wilson. The hall and sitting room of a furnished flat in London in 1952.
Mrs. Elton? Mrs. Elton?
Yes, Mr. Welsh?
Can you come up? I think it's coming from here.
Can't you get an answer?
No.
Oh, yes, that's gas. All right. Ring again. Here, let me. Mr. Page! Mrs. Page! It's all right, I've got the pass key. Oh, it's in here, all right. They must have left something on.
Careful, Mrs. Elton. Put something over your mouth.
Oh, it's not as bad as that. Coming from the kitchen, I expect.
I'll open the windows.
Left the cooker on all night, I shouldn't be surprised. Oh,
my God. Mrs. Elton, quick. Get a doctor or someone.
Mrs. Page. Mrs. Page. She's not dead, is she?
I don't know. I don't think so. This gas tap, I can't turn it off.
Here, let me. It is off. It wasn't on.
Well, it must have been.
It's a meter, then. It must have run out.
Help me get her to the chair. Lift.
Oh, poor thing. Why did she do it?
Philip, are you in there?
Yes, Anne. Don't come in.
I'll be late for the office.
Oh.
I did tell you not to come in.
Gas?
Yes.
She's breathing.
Where's the nearest doctor?
Dr. Brown. No, he's on holiday. I know. Mr. Miller.
I'll get him.
Mr. Miller upstairs, you mean?
Yes. Mr. Miller?
She's hysterical, Philip. Mr. Miller's not a doctor.
Look at this. An empty bottle of aspirin.
Oh, Lord. She must have tried to dope herself before the gas had any effect.
Well, the gas was off. The tap was turned on, but the meter must have run out.
Where's her husband?
I don't know.
We ought to get hold of him somehow.
Oh, yes, but how?
She's opened her eyes. Mrs. Page? Mrs. Page.
Oh, Freddy, finish.
Mrs. Page?
You must understand.
It's all right. Everything's all right now.
How can I sleep? Forgive my bad writing. Poor Freddy.
Yes, Mr. Miller.
Where is she? Oh,
she came to a moment ago. She kept saying Freddy and something about being happy. And
what's this bottle?
We found it on the floor.
So, Mrs. Page? How many did you take? How many?
12.
Where's the bedroom, Mrs. Elton?
Through there.
Help me get her in. Bring my case, please.
It's all right.
Yes,
I've got it.
Well, Miller seems to know what he's about, all right.
I wonder what made her do it. Freddy. That's her husband, I suppose.
I think so, yes. I've seen his letters downstairs. Frederick Page, Esquire.
She said, poor darling Freddy. That doesn't sound as if he deserted her, but where is he? Ah, yes, of course. Here it is.
What?
Suicide note. We should have thought of that.
Who's it addressed to?
Freddy. It's very faint. Should we open it?
No. It may be wanted by the police.
Philip, don't ring them. Not yet, anyway.
Well, we ought to get in touch with somebody, though. Put that letter back exactly where you found it, half behind the clock.
There.
I wish to God her husband would come. That letter proves he hadn't deserted her. She expected him.
He's given her an injection or something. That made her sick. I've got to make some black coffee.
Oh, good. Some here just needs warming up. I'll switch on the percolator.
Mrs. Elton, we both think we ought to get hold of Mr. Page. Have you any idea where he might be?
No, I can't say I have.
Where does he work?
I don't know that he does work. Not regularly, that is. I believe he's something to do with aeroplanes, or used to be, anyway.
Selling them?
No, flying them, I think. Test pilot, isn't that?
You don't know for which company?
No. Besides, I don't think he's doing it anymore.
Mrs. Elton, do you know if Mrs. Page had any relations in London?
No, I can't say I do. Always kept herself very much to herself, Mrs. Page.
Oh, think hard. Don't you know of anyone we might get in touch with? Solicitor, bank manager?
There is her husband, of course.
Oh, we don't know that, but...
What did you mean, there is her husband? Isn't Mr. Page her husband?
What is her real name?
Oh, I haven't said anything.
Look, Mrs. Elton, I do think that if you know her real husband, you ought to ring him up and tell him what's happened.
I don't know her real husband.
Mrs. Elton.
Oh, all right. Only you do it. Her name is Collier, C-O-L-L-Y-E-R. And her husband's name's in the papers quite often. No, they call him Mr. Justice Collier, so I suppose he's a judge.
So William Collier.
That's right. Now, I must take this coffee in. Here we are, dear.
Gosh.
Do you think you dare, Philip?
I don't see why not. Now, A to K. C, C, O. Ah, here we are. Collier, William, Eaton Square. That's the one. 9:15. Well, we ought to get him in his home.
Whatever you do, don't tell him you work at the Home Office.
Oh, imagine, that's the last thing he's going to be worried about. Oh, hello? Could I speak to, Sir William Collier, please? No, I'd rather not give my name. Just tell him it's very urgent indeed, and that it concerns his wife. Yes, I'll wait. Sounded like a housekeeper or something. She's going to put me straight through. Oh, hello? Sir William Collier? Yes. I'm afraid your wife has been concerned in an accident. Well, it's rather difficult to tell you that on the telephone. Well, if you insist. Gas poisoning and an overdose of drugs. Oh, no, but very ill. No, she doesn't know I'm telephoning. He's not here. 27 Weybridge Villas, Ladbroke Grove. Yeah, first floor. Yes, there's a doctor. Oh, well, that's to say, she's being given medical attention. Goodbye. He's coming straight round. He asked if Paige was here.
How is she, Mrs. Elton?
Sitting up now. Drank her coffee quite peacefully. Of course, still very weak. Will you be wanting me for anything more, Mr. Miller?
No, Mrs. Elton.
Well, give me a shout if I'm wanted. I haven't started on my haul yet. I'll leave the front door on the latch.
Right.
Philip, don't you think we ought to get her a proper doctor?
Are you friends of hers?
No. My husband found Mrs. Page this morning and we were just waiting around to see if there was anything we can do.
Well, there's nothing you can do.
What? You don't mean she's dying?
Mrs. Welch, 60 grains of aspirin are hardly enough to kill a healthy child. The symptoms of gas poisoning are very slight.
Well, that's because the gas gave out at the meter.
Yes, Mr. Welch. She couldn't have bungled it worse, could she? I must go back to my breakfast. And I'm sure there is no reason whatever for your staying here any longer. Good morning.
But is she really all right? She did try to kill herself, didn't she?
It would seem so.
But what made her do that?
She wanted to die, I suppose.
But mightn't she try to do it again, Doctor?
I am not a doctor.
Don't you think she might try to do it again?
I'm not a prophet, either. In fact, I make a fairly respectable living out of other people's pretensions to prophecy. Still, if you want me to be a punter for once, I would say that she probably will try again, and try again very soon.
But isn't there anything we can do about it?
Nope.
Well, there's a callous swine for you.
He's phony, that man. I'm certain he is. She's ill. She needs looking up. Oh, Mrs. Page, ought you to be out of bed?
I came for a cigarette. There was a packet here last night, I think. I knew I brought a packet in with me. Oh, here they are.
Oh, let me.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're Mr. Welch, aren't you?
That's right.
And this is Mrs. Welch?
Yes.
Do you mind if I sit down? I'm still feeling a little strange. Idiotic accident, wasn't it? I'm terribly sorry for all the trouble I've caused.
Oh, that's quite all right.
I don't know how it could possibly have happened. I'd been out by myself and I came back. I remember thinking it was a bit chilly and I turned on the gas fire to light it, and after that, as they say in the novels, I knew no more. I couldn't find the matches, I suppose, and the fumes must have put me out.
It was lucky for you that you didn't feed the meter first.
The meter?
Yes, the gas cut off automatically.
Oh, and that's what happened, is it? Yes, I was lucky.
Don't you think you ought to see a proper doctor?
Well, haven't I just seen a proper doctor?
He's an amateur, bookmaker's clerk or something.
He seemed efficient. Horribly efficient. Look, there's really no need to stay. It's been very kind of you.
Well, the fact is, I have something to tell you.
Yes?
You may be very angry with me.
Oh, I hope not.
Well, when we found you this morning, Mr. Page was away and we didn't know how
to... Oh, he's at the King's Head Hotel at Sunningdale. He's playing golf. I'm a golf widow, Mr. Welch. Every weekend I'm deserted.
Well, we didn't know where your parents lived or any of your friends.
Go on.
So I took it on myself to ring up Sir William Collier. He's coming round.
How soon?
He said at once. I couldn't know, you see.
No, you couldn't.
I told Philip to ring up Lady Collier.
Yes. Do you mind not using that name?
I'm sorry.
Mrs. Elton slipped it out by accident. Your secret's absolutely safe with Anne and me.
My guilty secret. That's very kind of you. Oh, you've been very kind, and I'm grateful.
Let me know if there's anything I can do, won't you?
There is something you can do. Do you know my, do you know Freddie Page?
No.
Will you be particularly careful not to mention any of this to him? It might alarm him quite unnecessarily.
Oh, we won't say a word.
But thank you, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Page.
Mrs. Elton? Mrs. Elton!
Coming, dear.
Oh, you're up. I'm sure you shouldn't be.
Mrs. Elton, if Sir William Collier comes, I don't want to see him.
I'm sorry about that. They got it out of me.
Yes, I know.
I'll come and sit with you if you like until Mr. Page comes home.
It's very kind of you, but I shall be perfectly all right alone. You can trust me.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Didn't you?
Whatever possessed you to do a dreadful thing like that?
Whatever possessed me? The devil, I suppose. When you're between any kind of devil and the deep blue sea sometimes looks very inviting. It did last night.
I can't make you out. I mean, supposing it had been Mr. Page that we'd found lying there, now how would you have felt?
Very, very surprised.
Nothing more?
Oh, yes, a lot more. A whole universe more.
It's not money, is it, dear? Because if it is, I was going to say about this flat...
It's very kind of you, Mrs. Elton. I know we owe a month's rent, but it will be paid, I promise you.
Is Mr. Page in our job just now?
Not exactly, but he has interest in the city, you know.
Oh, yes. Well, perhaps he'll get himself something steady soon.
Mrs. Page...
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Mrs. Page is far too...
It's all right, Mrs. Elton. Thank you.
Oh, fine.
Are you all right?
Quite all right.
What happened?
How much did that boy tell you on the telephone?
Enough to spare you the necessity of lying to me.
I must be careful what I say.
Why didn't you let me know you were in London? How long have you been back from Canada?
Oh, 3 or 4 months now. Freddie lost his job, you see. Well, that's to say, he gave it up. It wasn't a very good one, and we neither of us liked Ottawa very much.
Why didn't you answer my letter?
I never got a letter. What did you say in it, Bill?
Just that you could have your divorce if you still wanted it.
That was generous of you. It's nice to see you again, Bill. Cigarette?
No, no, thank you. Has he deserted you?
He's playing golf at Sunningdale. He plays there a lot these days. I wonder you haven't run into him.
No, I haven't been to Sunningdale since...
You still feel so strongly?
Oh, you know I do.
I know you did. But after all this time... I suppose 10 months isn't very long. I keep thinking it's so much longer.
Has it seemed so much longer?
Yes, Blue. Almost a lifetime.
Is he being unfaithful to you?
No.
He still loves you?
As much as he did 10 months ago.
And you still love him?
Yes, Bill, I still love him.
Well, is it money?
No, it isn't money. Well, all right, we do owe a month's rent, but money has nothing to do with it.
What was it, then?
Bill, I'm not in the witness box, and you'll never get me to confess that I had any reason for trying to kill myself last night. Any logical reason, that is.
But you did try to kill yourself.
While the balance of my mind was temporarily disturbed. Isn't that the legal phrase?
What was it that disturbed the balance of your mind?
Oh, I don't know. A great tidal wave of illogical emotions. Hatred, shame, anger.
Anger? At Page?
Yes.
And hatred?
Of myself, of course. Shame at being alive.
I see.
Do you?
No. No, I suppose I don't. Can I do anything to help?
No, Bill. Nobody can.
Well, at least I found you again.
Were you looking so very hard?
No. You see, rather foolishly, I thought my indifference would hurt your vanity. You must understand I'm very inexperienced in matters of this kind.
So am I, Bill. Almost as inexperienced as yourself.
You said just now his feelings for you hadn't changed.
They haven't, Bill. They couldn't, you see. Zero minus zero is still zero.
How long have you known this?
From the beginning.
But how in the name of reason could you have gone on loving a man who, by your own confession, can give you nothing in return?
Oh, but he can, and even does from time to time.
What?
Himself.
You're right, Hester. Perhaps there is no one who can help you.
Except myself, you were going to say. I'd rather like that painting, don't you?
Hmm? Yes. You're selling it?
Oh, I suppose so, if anyone will buy it.
I'll buy it.
No, you won't. I wanted your opinion, not your money. Who is that?
Miller.
Oh, the man who looked after me this morning. I'd better let him in.
I told you to stay in bed.
I feel perfectly all right now. This is Sir William Collier, Mr. Miller.
Come down to the light. Let me have a look at you, Mrs. Pedge. Uh-huh. You have a strong constitution. You should live to a ripe old age.
Barring accidents, of course.
Barring accidents, of course.
Mr. Miller, I take it that you are not a qualified practitioner.
You take it quite correctly.
I only ask because a qualified doctor, in a case of this rather delicate kind, is strictly bound by a certain code.
Yes, I've heard of it. It's much the same as the English schoolboy code, isn't it? No sneaking.
Well, I...
Don't worry, Sir William. Or you, Mrs. Page. I won't sneak.
If you were a qualified practitioner, Mr. Miller, there is one other thing you would do. Is this enough for your services?
Thank you. I'll send you a receipt. Good morning.
If there's any trouble from him, please get in touch with me.
Yes, Bill.
Oh, I must go. I have to be in court in 15 minutes. You know, I do like that picture.
You shall have it.
Thank you. What a very handsome present. Oh, which reminds me, many happy returns of yesterday.
Thank you, Bill. Will you take the picture or shall I send it?
May I call for it?
When?
What time are you expecting, Paige?
Oh, not till about 7.
I'll come to tea.
About 5?
5:20.
Right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello, Hess. Oh. How's tricks, eh? I just done 93 down the Great West. Albie's a smashing job. Jackie Jackson gave me a lift. We gave up the idea of playing golf. It started to rain. It's pouring down at Sunningdale. By the way, a bloody great rose was just moving off from here as I came in. What else it is?
Did you have a good weekend?
Not bad. I won both my matches. Took a fiver off Jackie. He was living.
How much did you win altogether?
7.
Can I have some of it for Mrs. Elton?
I thought you were going to sell those pictures. Any coffee left?
I'm not now.
Why not?
I've given one away.
Oh, it's a bloody silly thing to do, wasn't it?
Yes, I suppose it was.
Oh, hell, all right, you can have 3. I'm taking a South American to the Ritz.
What?
Yeah, look, I met at golf yesterday. Aircraft business. Got myself given the old intro to him. You know, one of England's most famous test pilots, DFC and Bar, DSO, all the old ex-Spitfire bull. He seemed impressed.
So he should.
Oh, he's worth bags of dough. Got some sort of tie-up with Vickers, I think. He might fix something.
I hope so.
I say, Hess, I haven't done anything, have I?
No, Freddy, you haven't done anything.
You're not piqued about last night. Oh, my God. Many happy returns.
Thank you.
Blast! I remembered it on Saturday, too. Had you arranged anything special for dinner?
No, nothing special. Just a steak and a bottle of claret.
Oh, we'll have it tonight.
Yes.
Come on now, Hess. No sulks, please. Give us a shot of those gorgeous blue orbs, eh? I haven't seen them for 2 whole days. Huh? This is me. Freddy Page, remember?
I remember.
Now,
Now, go and get dressed. We'll have a quick one at the Belvedere to celebrate.
Do you want me to lunch with your South American?
I can shoot a better line without your beady eyes on me.
They were gorgeous orbs a moment ago.
They get beady in company. Go on, darling, hurry.
Yes.
Still love me?
I still love you. Oh, darling, do you mind being out between 5 and 6?
Why?
Well, I've got someone coming I want to see alone.
A customer?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go down to that new club down the road.
And don't get sozzled either. Remember our dinner.
You shut up. Oh, Hess, I'm out of cigarettes. You got me?
There are some on the mantelpiece. By the clock.
By the clock. What's this? I know that in the morning when you read this letter, any feelings you ever had for me, and you had some, will be driven. Good God.
Have you got them?
What? Yes, I've got them. Thanks.
It's too bloody silly, old boy. Just because I forgot her birthday. My God, if all the men who forgot their wives' birthdays were to come home and find suicide notes waiting for them, the line of widowers would stretch from here to John O'Groats.
Are you sure it wasn't a joke? Just to scare you?
I've told you it wasn't. Give me a glass.
Oh, thanks, old chap.
I got the whole story out of Milton. She definitely tried to gas herself. Would have succeeded if there'd been any money in a blasted meter.
Well, that shows she couldn't have been too serious about it. Yeah. Oh, thanks.
If you're going to try and bump yourself off, you don't think about things like meters.
Well, I would.
That, from a man who once read off 3 spits by forgetting to put his ruddy undercut down.
Oh, well, that was different. I wasn't trying to bump myself off.
Well, you gave a fairly good imitation of it.
Where is she now?
She's out looking for me, I shouldn't wonder. After I read that letter, I ran downstairs to my Alton, and after that, I just did a bunk. I had to have a drink quick. Anyway, I was damned if I was going to go into Hess and fall on my knees and say, "My darling, I've grievously sinned in forgetting your birthday. If I promise you I'll never do it again, will you promise me you'll never gas yourself?" I mean, the whole thing's too damned idiotic.
There must be something else.
There isn't anything else. Hell, it's not that I'm not in love with her. Of course I am. Always have been. Always will, I guess. Yeah, have another.
Only spot.
I've got nothing on my conscience in that respect.
You don't think it's the marriage question that's upset her?
Mm.
Oh, thanks, Homer.
No. I'm the one that gets upset by that, not her. Personally, I can't wait for that divorce. All this hole-in-the-corner stuff gets me down.
Oh, doesn't it get her down, too? I mean, she was a clergyman's daughter.
No, she jumped that fence a year ago. I was the one that wanted to wait. She didn't. My God, it's so damned unfair. Supposing she'd pulled it off last night. Do you realize what everyone would have said? Who the hell would have believed what I've just told you?
Anyone who knows you.
Yes, but this would have been front page stuff. This ruddy letter read out in court. My God, I'd have been lucky to have got away without being lynched.
By the way, how did the lunch with Lopez go off?
Jackie, if I'm boring you with this story, just say so, and we'll have a cosy little chat about the weather.
I'm sorry, I only wanted to know if he'd offered you anything, that's all.
Yes. He offered me a job, all right. Test pilot in South America.
Oh, Lord. Don't suppose you want to go there.
I don't want to go anywhere as a test pilot. Things have changed. I'm too ruddy old. You're finished in that racket at 25. I'm last a week. I want something chairborne, not airborne. I've had flying for life. Do you want another drink?
No, thanks. Do you think you ought to?
I know I ought to. Why am I drunk?
No. It's only that I gather you've been at it most of the morning.
And I shall be at it most of the evening, too. I shall be at it until I've forgotten this damned letter ever existed.
Doesn't that give you any more clues?
Well, here, read it, see.
Huh? Oh, no. No, I mean, it's a bit private, isn't it?
Oh, blasted private. It would have been read out in court by the coroner, wouldn't it? Yeah, all right, then, all right. I'm the coroner, and you're the public. Now just listen.
Fred,
my darling, before I took the aspirin, I knew exactly what I wanted to say to you. Now all those moving pretty words just don't seem to be there, because this time I know I'm really going to die.
Look, old boy, I'd really rather not hear the rest. It is addressed to you and no one else.
Listen, listen, blast you. I know that in the morning, when you read this letter, any feelings you ever had for me, and you had some, oh, thank you, will be driven out of your heart forever. Poor Freddy, poor darling Freddy, I'm so sorry. Sorry. And here's your clue. To understand what I'm doing now, you must feel even a small part of what I'm feeling now, and that I know you can never do. Just accept that it isn't your fault. You can't help being as you are, and Freddy, I can't help being as Freddy. I am.
Hello, Jackie.
Yes.
Hello, Hess.
Where have you two been all afternoon?
Oh, I haven't been with Freddy. I was at home and he rang up, asked me over for a chat.
I see. Where were you, Freddy?
A lot of places.
I've been to most of them.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Can I have that letter?
Why?
It belongs to me.
It's got my name on the envelope.
An undelivered letter belongs, I should say, to the sender. Please. Thank you.
Look, Hess, I really think I ought to be dashing along.
Oh, don't go, please. Freddy will be going out in a minute or two, and I expect you'd like to keep him company. Freddy, you haven't forgotten about being out at 5, had you?
Yes, yes, I had. Of course, you don't want your respectable art lover to see me in my present state.
I don't know anything about your present state, Freddy. I told you this morning I wanted you to be out.
What are you going to sell this bloke?
Whatever he wants to buy.
Ha, ha.
Look, Freddy, old boy, I do think you ought to go and talk to her. I'll disappear.
You stay. I suppose if she were your Liz and you were in my place, you'd go and smother her with tender embraces.
I think I'd talk to her about it. I'd ask her what the trouble was and what I could do to put it right.
Oh, what the hell's the use of that? You heard the letter. Poor Freddy, you can't help being as you are. She's put her finger on it all right. What am I supposed to do? Pretend to be something different?
I'm sorry, old boy. Perhaps I'm a bit out of my depth.
Out of your depth. I'm out of my depth, too, and it's a sensation I don't care for. Take two people, A and B. A loves B. B doesn't love A, or at least not in the same way. He wants to, but he just can't. He's not in his nature. Now, B hasn't asked to be loved, but demands are made on him which he just can't fulfil. If he tries, it's cheating. Cheating doesn't help anyone. If he's honest and doesn't try, well, then he's called a skunk. Coroners, ad riders. I mean, where are you? Come on. We better get weaving. Oh, who the hell is that?
Excuse me, is Mrs. Page in?
No, not at the moment. You're Miller, aren't you?
Yes, and you are Mr. Page?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, come on in, I want to talk to you.
Thank you.
You looked after my wife this morning.
Yes, I looked after Mrs. Page.
This is Jackie Jackson. You be care for a drink?
Thank you.
I'd like to know how much she said to you.
She said nothing.
Well, nothing about why she did it?
No.
If you like, I'll tell you.
No, Freddy.
She did it because I forgot her birthday.
Yes?
You don't look surprised.
I'm not. I assumed it was something of the kind.
Something so trivial.
Yes.
A riddle of this bloke. All right. What's the real reason, then?
Yourself, I should suppose.
Look, I don't think you ought to...
Shut up, Jackie. I can take it.
But he doesn't know the facts.
The facts? What the hell do facts matter? It's what's behind the facts that matters. Isn't that so, Mr. Miller?
Yes.
And what's behind the facts is me. Oh, all right. What would you do about it if you were me?
That's a stupid question. Nature has not endowed me with the capacity for inspiring suicidal love.
And what about a poor bloke who has this capacity for inspiring suicidal love? What does he do about it?
Refuse to love at all, I should say.
Yeah, have another drink.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, we've had this bottle. Let's continue this argument down the road. That new club opens at 4.
Freddy, I think I ought to be getting along. Liz will be wondering.
Portrait of a happily married man, Mr. Miller. A man who can be fairly certain of coming home and not finding his loving wife lying in front of a gas fire.
Oh, hello, Mr. Miller.
Good afternoon.
Just on my way, Hess.
Oh, must you? I hoped you'd keep Freddy company.
Afraid we've got people coming.
Bad luck, darling. No nurse for poor little Freddy, Weddy. Unless Miller here would like to volunteer.
I'm afraid I have some work to do.
Oh, what sort of work? Curing other people's love problems?
No. sending out the list of the latest prices for the St. Ledger.
Are you a bookie?
Yes.
I should never have thought it. What price makeshift?
100 to 7.
Ah.
Well, cheerio, Hess. Goodbye, Mr. Miller.
Goodbye.
I'll come with you. See you safe on the tarmac, old boy.
Give my love to Liz.
Never not give her my love, Jackie. From all accounts, it's lethal.
Do you know where he's going, Mr. Miller?
To the new club down the road.
Are you really working, or was that an excuse?
No, I'm really working.
Oh, dear.
I seem to have become the embodiment of his conscience.
You appear to have found something in him that I've missed.
They say the eyes of love are blind.
My eyes aren't blind. They can see quite well.
To love with one's eyes open sometimes makes life very difficult.
Even unbearable.
I said difficult.
I don't like him being alone.
Very well. I shall volunteer.
Oh, thank you. I'm very grateful.
Did you paint that?
Yes, when I was 17.
Interesting.
Hurry to Freddy, please, Mr. Miller. I'm very anxious.
Oh, Bill, you're early.
I know. I came straight from court.
I'm going, Sir William. I have an errand to perform for Mrs. Page. Oh, by the way, your receipt. I was going to put it in the post.
Freddy came back unexpectedly, and he's only just gone out.
He's returned my fiver. And written something on the back. For quasi-professional services, receive with thanks, H. Miller. Yes, I suppose the laugh is on me. What was this errand he was talking about?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I saw Page just now.
Did he see you?
No, I was in the car. He couldn't possibly have seen me. Besides, he was quite obviously drunk.
What makes you say that?
Hester, how long has it been going on? In the old days, he hardly touched alcohol. He used to say it was bad for his judgment as a pilot.
If in the last 10 months Freddy's taken to drink, it must be I who's driven him to it.
And he who's driven you to suicide.
I wish Freddy hadn't drunk all the whiskey.
Oh, would you like to go out?
No. I'd better stay in and await developments. Quite a large variety are apt to offer themselves when Freddy's on the rampage.
You know, you never told me exactly how it first happened.
No, I suppose I didn't. It was the day you were playing for the President's Cup.
Mm-hmm.
I came up to the golf club to fetch you. You were still out playing, and Freddy was there alone. I'd met him before, of course, but I'd never paid him much attention. I didn't even think he was particularly good-looking, and that RAF slang used to irritate me.
Well, he does that for effect.
No. He does it because his life stopped in 1940. He loved 1940. He's never been really happy since he left the RAF. We sat on the veranda together for about an hour. He talked about himself, how his life seemed to have no direction or purpose, how he envied you, the brilliant lawyer. And then, quite suddenly, he murmured something very conventional about envying you for other reasons. I laughed at him, and he laughed back at me like a guilty small boy. I knew then, in that tiny moment when we were laughing together, that I'd no hope. No hope at all.
Why didn't you talk to me about it?
Bill, it wouldn't have made any difference.
If we'd been able to have a child, how much difference would that have made?
Isn't reality enough to occupy us, Bill? Hmm.
Meaning, I suppose, that it would have made no difference at all.
That's not what I said.
I thought it might be. Not many people who come to this place have a big black rose.
Where's Miller?
Miller?
Well, didn't you see him at the club?
I never went to the club.
Bill came to see me because someone telephoned to him about my accident.
Yes, you've heard about her accident, have you?
Yes.
Did you ever forget her birthday?
No.
No. Still love her?
And don't listen to him, Bill. He's drunk. Freddy, go and lie down.
I'm asking the judge here a simple question. I'd rather like to know the answer. Still, I suppose it doesn't really matter.
I'm sorry, Bill. I think perhaps you'd better go.
Yes. The answer to that question is yes, you know.
What?
The question Page asked me just now. The answer is yes.
Bill, please don't.
He's changed a lot. He looks quite different.
He hasn't been very well lately.
No. Well, goodbye.
Don't go without your present.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry, Bill. I'm so sorry. Is there anything more I can say?
I don't think so.
Freddy?
I'm just going out.
Where?
To see a man about a job.
What man?
Lopez. I've just called him.
Lopez?
The South American I had lunch with.
Oh, good. You think you'll get it?
Yes, yeah, I think so. Of course, it's up to his boss.
Well, what is the job?
I'm accepting a job in South America as a test pilot.
A test pilot? But you said 100 times you could never go back to that. You said after that crash in Canada you'd no nerve or judgment left.
Oh, I'd had too many drinks that time in Canada, you know that.
Yes, I know that. So did the Court of Inquiry know that. Does this man Lopez know that?
No, of course not. He won't hear either.
I see. Well, when do we start?
We don't.
We don't?
You and I don't. Hess, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm going alone.
Why, Freddy?
If I'm to stay on the wagon, I've got to be alone.
Have you?
Oh, hell, that's not the real reason. Listen, Hess, darling. What I feel for you is a good deal stronger than I've ever felt for anybody else in my life. That's why I went away with you in the first place. That's why I've stayed with you all the time. And that's why I must go away from you now.
That sounds rather like a prepared speech, Freddy.
Yeah. It's still true.
Freddy, you mustn't scare me like this.
Sorry, Hess. This is on the level.
You know perfectly well you'll feel quite differently in the morning.
I don't think I'll be here in the morning.
Well, where will you be?
I don't know. Somewhere. I think I'd better get out tonight.
No, Freddy.
It's better that
but
way.
But, Fred, I'm scared
no, Freddy, of your arguing with your gift of the gab. You'll muddle things up for me again and I'll be lost.
I won't, Freddy, I won't, I promise. But you must stay tonight, just tonight.
No, Hess.
Only one night. How can you be so cruel?
Hess, this is our last chance. If we miss it, we're done for. We're death to each other. It's written in bloody great letters of fire over our heads. You and I are death to each other. I'm sorry, Hessie. God, I'm sorry.
Look, not now, not this minute. Not this minute, Freddy.
I must.
But you've got all your things to pack.
I'll send for them.
But you promised to come back to dinner.
I know, I'm sorry about that.
But you can't break a promise like that, Freddy. Freddy, come back. Don't leave me alone tonight. Not tonight, Freddy. Don't leave me alone tonight.
Hello, dear.
Yes, Mrs. Elton.
I just thought I'd pop in and see how you were. Mr. Page not in?
No.
Oh, don't you want the fire on? It's turned quite cold.
No, thank you, Mrs. Elton.
Excuse me?
Oh, good evening, Mrs. Welsh.
I just wondered if my husband was here.
No. Why, should he be?
I thought Mr. Page was back and...
Is he with him?
Well, I don't know. You see, we were having our dinner at the Belvedere, and Mr. Page was at the bar, and then he came up and sat at our table. Said he wanted company and gave us a brandy each, and then he asked Philip to go with him to this new club for a few moments.
Which new club?
I can't remember the name. It was nearly 2 hours ago.
But how was he?
You mean...
Was he drunk, yes?
Well, I wouldn't actually say drunk.
Oh.
The thing is, I know it's silly of me, but I'm not very good at being left alone. If Philip comes in here, send him straight up, won't you?
I will. Good night.
Good night.
Mrs. Elton, do you remember the name of the new club?
I don't, I'm afraid.
Oh, I remember a card came. Where is it? Ah, here we are. The Crow's Nest.
The Crow's Nest, that's right. The Crow's Nest. I knew it was something like that.
Hello? Oh, is Mr. Page there? Page. Oh, half an hour ago. I see. Do you know where he went? No. No, that's all right. No, no. Good night.
can't understand how he could go and leave you alone tonight after what happened.
Mrs. Elton, haven't you got some work to do?
Yes, dear, plenty.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be unkind.
Oh, you couldn't be. You're not that sort. Look, why not go to bed? I'll get Dr. Miller to give you one of his sleeping pills.
He is a doctor, isn't he?
Oh, well, he was.
I see. I knew he'd been in trouble.
How, dear?
Fellow feeling, I suppose.
Yes, he was in trouble once. Bad trouble. You know, just after he'd come here, there was a letter for him addressed to Kurt Muller, M.D. Then, of course, I remembered the case. Of course, I didn't let on to him, I knew. But one day, when I was saying how tidy he always kept his room, he said, "Well, I suppose tidiness is the only lesson I ever did learn in jail." Just like that. I think it's wicked. A man like that being a bookmaker's clerk.
Why did he take the job?
Well, he's got to eat, hasn't he? Anyway, he works every night in a hospital for infantile paralysis. Unpaid, of course. That was his speciality before. Apparently, he was working on some sort of treatment. Oh, shall I?
Oh, please.
Oh, Mr. Miller.
Mrs. Elton.
I was just wondering if you'd be kind enough to give Mrs. Page one of your sleeping pills.
I thought of that myself.
Oh, good. Well, good night, dear. And if you want anything, just you give me a ring.
Good night, Mrs. Elton.
I'll leave the door.
Here we are. 1, 2.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
I've asked you before not to call me that. Are you going to bed now?
In a moment. Everyone is very solicitous of me this evening.
Are you surprised? Voices carry in this house.
What should I do?
What makes you think I can tell you?
How near did you come to the gas fire?
You ask my advice. Take those pills and sleep tonight. In the morning, go on living.
Hester.
Bill.
I don't apologize. I've got to see you.
Yes. Mrs. Page, that is the most specific advice I can give you. Good night.
Hester, this was delivered to me about 20 minutes ago. I gather he dropped it into the box without ringing the bell. It is true, I suppose?
Yes, it's true.
What was the reason?
What happened last night? That's why he was drunk this afternoon. He said we were death to each other.
Mm-hmm. What's he going to do?
He's taken a job as a test pilot in South America.
I see. I rather like the phrase, "sorry to have caused so much bother." It has a nice ring of RAF understatement. Oh, Hester. Hester, please, if only I could say something that would help.
I'm sorry, Bill. I couldn't help it.
Hester, you must get out of this flat as soon as possible.
Where could I go?
Well, I could make a very tentative suggestion. In fact, the suggestion that Freddie makes in that letter.
No, Bill. That's impossible.
Why? Have you forgotten what I told you this afternoon?
Stop it, Bill, please. I'll stay on here until I find a studio, if I can. If I can't sell my paintings, I'll get a job. There must be something I can do.
And you contemplate living alone for the rest of your life?
I don't contemplate anything, Bill. I'm not exactly in a contemplative mood.
Well, when you are, I'd like you to contemplate a very different future.
Bill, please, I've asked you.
Hester, for God's sake. Don't you realize what I'm offering you?
And don't you realize how difficult it is for me to refuse?
Then why do you refuse?
Because I must. I can't go back to you as your wife, Bill, because I no longer am your wife. We can't wipe out this last year as if it had never happened. Don't you understand that?
I only understand that I'm more in love with you now than I was on our wedding day.
You weren't in love with me on our wedding day. You aren't in love with me now, and you never have been.
Hester!
I'm simply a prized possession that has now become more prized because it's been stolen, that's
what,
all.
What are you saying?
Bill, you force me to say these things. Do you think I enjoy hurting you, of all people? Perhaps you'd better go now. And we can talk some other time when we both feel calmer.
If you send me away now, you are lost. Hester, you can say what you like about my feelings for you, but I'm offering you your only chance of life. Why can't you accept? It worked quite happily once.
Yes, it did.
Well, then?
Bill, I am no longer the same person. You'd better go. I'll be all right.
You still want your divorce, then?
Yes, Bill, I think it would be best.
All right for money?
Yes, thank you. Perfectly all right.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye.
no, no. Freddy!
Oh, Mrs. Page.
Oh, what are you doing with...
Oh, it's Mr. Page. You see, he lent me the key. He wanted me to pick up his suitcase. He's got all his washing things in it, and he says he needs them for tonight.
Where's he going tonight, Mr. Welch?
I don't know.
Where is he now?
Somewhere in the West End.
Greek Street?
I don't know.
I see. How long have you been with him?
Since nine.
Oh, he can do a lot of talking in 3 hours, especially when he's drunk.
Oh, he's not drunk. Well, at least, what he says makes sense.
Does it?
Lady Collier, may I say something? Page has been very frank with me. Very frank indeed. I know the whole situation, and I do understand what you must be feeling at this moment.
Do you, Mr. Welch?
I do know what it means to have to give up someone whom you think you love. Do you think this is awfully impertinent of me?
Not at all.
Well, I do think you ought to sort of try and steel yourself to what I'm quite sure is the best course for both of you. I mean, without trying to be preachy or anything, it is really the spiritual values that count in this life, isn't it? I mean, the physical side is really awfully unimportant, objectively speaking, don't you think?
Objectively speaking. Well, it's very kind of you to give me this advice. I'm very grateful.
Oh, that's all right. You see, Paige has been telling me about it all, and I was really awfully interested, because a thing like this, it throws a sort of light on human nature, really.
Yes, I suppose it does.
Well, may I have the bag now, please?
It's just through that door.
Ah, yes. Thank you.
Where did Freddy tell you to take it? To a station or somewhere, or back to the White Angel?
Oh, back to the White Angel. Back to where he is.
Would you mind putting the bag down and going there?
I'm afraid I can't do that. I promised I'd bring it to
him,
you see.
Sit down, Mr. Welch. You've a splendid chance of resuming your study of human nature. Hello, White Angel. Is Mr. Page there? Mr. Page. Oh, he is. Mrs. Jackson. No, Jackson. There's an awful lot of noise in there.
Yes, I imagine there would be.
Hello? Darling, it's Hester. No, don't ring off. No scene. I promise. I just want to know about the job. As soon as that. Look, darling, your messenger is here for your bag. Only it hasn't got half what you want for 3 days. Where are you going until you leave? And no, don't tell me if you don't want to. And now, let's think. All right, I'll do that. What do you want done with the rest of your things? Oh, when did you post it? I'll get it tomorrow, then. The cloakroom at Charing Cross. Yes, I'll do that. Look, Freddy, there's one last thing I wanted you to do for me. Come and collect your bag yourself. Just to say goodbye. That's all. No, I swear to you on my sacred, solemn word of honour, I won't try and make you stay. I want to see you again, that's all. Freddy, trust me. Trust me, for pity's sake. Freddy, don't ring off. Don't. Mr. Welch, your wife is rather worried about you. You'd better slip up and see her before you go out again.
Yes, I will. You're all right alone, aren't you? I mean, you're not going to do anything silly tonight. You must have learnt your lesson from last night.
Yes, I've learnt my lesson.
I think he ought to have come and fetched his things himself, after you gave him your sacred, solemn word of honour just now.
It might add to your appreciation of spiritual values, Mr. Welch, if I told you that I hadn't the smallest intention of keeping my sacred, solemn word of honour. If Freddy had come back tonight, I would have made him stay. Take the bag now. Have you enough money for a taxi?
Yes. Thank you. Can I... should I give Mr. Page any sort of message from you or anything?
Just my love.
Yes? Who is it?
Miller.
I'm just going to bed. What do you want?
I want to see you.
Won't it keep to the morning?
No. Determined not to be disturbed.
I usually bolt my door at night.
It's lucky you didn't last night.
I was just going to take your pills.
So I see.
Could you let me have another two or three in case they don't work?
No.
Why not?
I've been involved enough with the police. I don't want to be accused now of giving drugs to a suicidal patient. I want those pills back, police.
Why? Why are you spying on me? Why can't you leave me alone?
The pills, please. Thank you. Look, I'm not trying to decide for you whether you live or die. That choice is yours. Most suicides die to escape. You're dying because you feel unworthy to live. Isn't that true?
How do I know what's true? I only know that after tonight, I can't face life anymore.
What is there so hard about facing life? Most people seem to be able to manage it.
How can anyone live without hope?
Easily. To live without hope can mean to live without despair.
Oh, those are just words.
Words can help you if your mind can only grasp them. Your Freddy has left you. He's never going to come back again. Never.
I know. That's what I can't face.
Yes, you can. That word, never. Face that, and you can face life. Get beyond hope. It's your only chance.
What is there beyond hope?
Life. You must believe that. It's true, I know. I'd like to buy that painting. How much?
Take it as a gift.
Look, I'm going to put these notes down here. It's what I can afford to give, not what I think the picture's worth. If you're determined not to sell it, slip the notes into an envelope and address them to me. I shall understand. And be sorry. Good night.
Good night, Doctor.
Not Doctor, please.
Good night, my friend.
I could wish you meant that.
What makes you so sure that I don't?
I hope that I may be given proof that you do. By tomorrow morning.
Please don't be too kind.
Listen to me. To see yourself as the world sees you may be very brave, but it can also be very foolish.
If you can find me one single reason why I should respect myself, even a little...
Hello?
Freddy?
That reason you must find for yourself. Good night.
Did I interrupt something?
No. Not really.
He's quite a good bloke, old Miller.
Did you come for your bag?
Yes.
Oh, that boy took it with him.
Oh, well, he'll leave it at the Angel. I'll get it all right.
Come in, Freddy. How are you feeling now?
All right.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, it's okay.
You had any food?
Yes, I had a bite of the Belvedere.
When exactly are you off to Rio?
Thursday, I told you.
Oh, yes, of course. By boat?
No, flying.
Oh, sounds exciting.
Oh, I don't know. By the way, about the rent. Those golf clubs will fetch 30 or 40 quid.
I'll pack the rest of your things tonight and get them round to Charing Cross in the morning.
Oh, there's no hurry. What are you going to do, Hess?
Oh, I'll probably stay on here for a while.
I dropped a note in at Bill's house. He'll probably be round.
Oh, he's been round.
Oh. Are you...
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. It wouldn't have worked.
No. No, I suppose not. You'll go on with your painting, will you?
Yes, I think so. I might even go to an art school and start from the beginning again.
Oh, good idea. It's never too late to begin again. Isn't that what they say?
Yes, they do. Well, goodbye, Freddy.
Goodbye, Hess. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, too.
I'm going to miss you, Hess.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Sea by Terence Rattigan, adapted for radio by Manning Wilson, Elizabeth Spriggs was Hester Collier, and Gareth Armstrong, Freddy. Miller was played by Alexander John, Sir William Collier by Manning Wilson, Mrs. Elton by Jenny Lee, and Jackie Jackson by Michael Spice. Hayden Wood played Philip, and Rowena Roberts, his wife Anne. The sound balance was by David Johnston, assisted by Isabel Sargent and Claire Hutchinson. The Deep Blue Sea was a BBC World Service production directed by Gordon House.